Blackstone Audio presents Kittens Can Kill, a Prue Marlowe pet noir mystery by Clea Simon. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. For John. Chapter 1. There's nothing cute about a death scene. Not the shards of the mug that rested in a puddle on the cold tile floor. Not the scent of the tea, acrid and sharp, that now mingled with the mustier odors of a body's last struggle. And certainly not the body itself, sprawled contorted beside the shattered ceramic, one arm reaching out for succor, the other frozen in rigor, as it clawed at the argyle wool vest that covered the still chest. No, there was nothing cute about the tableau that greeted me when I made my way into the kitchen of Mr. David Canaday, Esquire, after 20 minutes of pointless knocking. But the kitten that sat beside the puddle, batting at the metal button that must have popped off the vest in that last desperate effort, that little white puffball, not more than 8 weeks old, and intent as he could be on his newfound toy as it rolled back and forth, he was adorable. The cutest little bundle a girl could ever swoon for. He knew it, too. As I stood there, staring, he batted that button toward me. Rolling around on its rounded top, it made its slow, circular way toward my feet.
Play?
The message in those round blue eyes was clear. I was supposed to kick the button back, to get it moving, make it livelier prey than the still man on the floor would ever be again.
Back to me?
The button hit my foot, and the kitten reared up when I stepped back, his front paws reaching up to slap the air. No, kitty, I can't. I took another step back the way I had come.
Play?
And another. I had no desire to kick the button. What I wanted to do was scoop up this little puffball and run, to remove such an innocent creature from the horror before me. That had been my plan, even before I'd walked into the room. Get the kitten, get out, get on with my day. That didn't look like it was going to happen. Not now, and as much as I wanted to snatch the kitten up, I restrained myself and, fiddling with my bag, found my phone while I took a third step and a fourth back to the kitchen door. As much as I wanted to grab up the kitten and run for dear life, I knew better than to disturb what just might be a crime scene, or to remove what I assumed to be the only living witness. Chapter 2.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?